Pat Patrick was one of the original members of Sun Ra's ensemble. It was originally a trio called the Space Trio. This was, I guess, the forerunner of the orchestra. And it was Pat Patrick, Sonny, and Robert Berry on drums. Lardeen Pat Patrick was from Moline, Illinois, and just passed away on December 31st of 1991 in Moline, Illinois, at age 62. He was not a member of the orchestra at the time of his death, although he had been going back and forth from Sonny's bands many, many times. Also had a number of gigs with Mongo Santa Maria and Machito and many others. I have a section of an interview with Pat Patrick, which I taped in San Francisco in October of 1986. Pat Patrick.
How were you first exposed to Sun Ra? How did you meet Sun Ra?
On some gigs around, you know, when I first started gigging around Chicago.
Were you still in school?
Yeah, right? Still in high school. Yeah. And we'd show up on some gigs, some of the same gigs, you know. And one night I knew for sure that there was something else going on with him, because we were playing long, and I don't think there was even hardly many people in the place, or if any. And we were playing anyway, and all of a sudden I started hearing something, and I looked around, I said, what is that, you know? I looked around, it was him playing the piano, but it didn't sound like a piano. It sounded more like one of these organs and these electronic stuff that he's doing now, you know? And I don't know, I can't explain that, you know, it just, all of a sudden didn't sound like a piano or anything. And I guess that must have been when I first heard him or something. But I mean, we used to work a lot of gigs together, and we worked on little strip joints where you work 8 hours straight, you know, and it'd be like three of us, piano and a drummer and a horn player, and everybody would take a break at a different time so that the music remained constant, you know. Like maybe if the piano took a break, then the horn and the drum would have to carry on until he got back, 15 minutes or so, and then the drummer would take a break, and then it'd be a piano, you know, and then the horn taking be the drums and piano, that kind of stuff. I mean, in the strip joints out in Calumet City, man, for 8 hours at that stuff for what, like $20 or $10, I think it was $10 at that time or something, I don't know, something ridiculous, you know.
Did you know Sun Ra when he was at the Club Delicia?
Yeah,
What was his role there? He was like
Music director? Yeah, he's musical director, and there was a guy, a choreographer there named Sammy Dyer that put the show, the dance routines and everything together and whatnot, and so he was there helping him with the music and coordinating the music in the show and doing a lot of the writing that was necessary for the different acts that come in and whatnot, rehearsing them and everything. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, when did Sun Ra actually form his own band?
Must have been early 50s, or like around, must have been around 50.
And you were in the original.
Yeah, me and the drummer.
Who was the drummer?
Robert Berry.
Uh-huh. It was a trio at first.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Just like
he calls it the Space Trio or something like that. But that, it was just three of us.
Kind of an extension of what was happening in the strip club thing.
Maybe now that you mention it, I hadn't thought of that. Uh-huh. I hadn't thought of that. Maybe I better ask him about that. Because he might have been writing a lot of music during that time, you know, because he already had a whole bunch of tunes when we started, you know, and every day he'd be writing something right during the rehearsal, or he had some. I mean, I never seen a guy come out with something. I mean, you wouldn't even hardly learn a tune good before he had another one there for you to try out, so. I mean, you know, it got exhausting, you know, I mean, trying to keep up with that guy, you know.
And then when did other instruments start coming in?
Around in 54 or 5, something like that, I think.
Is that when Gilmore
I think, yeah, it's when Gilmore and maybe Ronnie, well, no, it was Ronnie Boykins, somewhere around there. Well, maybe not, because, somewhere in the 55 era was when the band opened in Budland, a club called Budland, they was calling at the time. And in that band, there was Richard Evans was the bass player, and Robert Berry, and Jim Herndon on timpani, and Dave Young on trumpet, and John, myself, and Julian Priester. And then personnel did some switching shortly after that. Marshall Allen come in, oh, must have been around 56 or 5, somewhere in there. And Victor Sprose and a lot of different guys had come and gone through the band that were around Chicago. And so it started getting larger and larger, you know, or usually staying around the 8 or 10 piece. But at first, after me and then came John, then it Julian, I would say Julian, myself, and John, and Ronnie Boykins, and Robert Berry, or something. It was about 6 that worked for a span there, and then it, you know, got a little larger.
When did the whole space type aspect come into Sun Ra's
It's always been there. It's always been
there. Even when you met him?
Oh, yeah, man. We weren't even playing some of the stuff he had, you know. a lot of the stuff he just let us listen to it, you know, and stuff that he'd been working on and doing, you know. But I mean, you know, his stuff was, it's spacey anyways, and stuff he was writing for us, you know. I mean, it's different. Yeah, different and melodies and stuff, you know.
But he's also, he writes like poetry and all of that stuff is infused with space terminology.
Yeah, you know, well,
from
see,
the
you
Saturn
got.
And so, I mean, was that even way back in.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's always been a scholar. He's a very knowledgeable, scholarly type. You know, he's always thinking, and he's always curious, and he's been, you know, he's been probing and checking stuff out as long as I can remember. And we used to do a lot of research in the theology field. You know. And that was a big, you know, big part of association, because not only were you learning something about music around him, you were learning about life and what was going on and about yourself and everything. So it was a whole institution of learning, you know, just being with him. It's been an education. I mean, it hasn't been easy, but I wouldn't have missed it for nothing, you know, because the knowledge in itself is priceless, you know.
Sun Ra has stated that Coltrane has copied a lot of his stuff from Sun Ra himself. I mean, you were aware of those things?
Well, all I know is I introduced Sun Ra to Coltrane, or Coltrane to Sun Ra they came through town, Miles came through town and everything, and I'd been going down to the Sutherland to hear him. I figured, wow, this cat's playing so much, Sonny ought to meet him, you know, know him. So I set up a meeting for him at Coltrane's hotel, you know, and told him I wanted him to meet Sun Ra, and he said, okay. Brought him by, and then I introduced him, and then I cut out, because I figured two giants like that had things to talk about, you know. So who influenced who after that, I, you know, it does matter to me, you know, but I mean, they're both influences on me, you know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What was the reaction to a lot of musicians in Chicago to Sun Ra when the orchestra started out there? What was the reaction?
Well, let me see. You know, I guess Sonny kind of had a reputation of being out, you know, a little, mm-hmm. little weird to most cats, cause Sonny wasn't playing like into the, he wasn't playing like everybody else. He's playing different, you know, and they all respected his musicianship, you know, but they all kind of he was in a niche by itself in a sense, you know, and when he started the band, you know. A lot of guys would come around because it was a curiosity, you know, to see cats playing some of these ideas of Sonny's, you know, and then making sense and stuff, you know. They may come with a lot of skepticism, but after they heard the band and went away, they'd have a different attitude about it, you know. They'd have to acknowledge the fact that there was some music going on there, you know, and had to.
right.
So we were, you know, it was a hard road to hoe at first in a lot of ways, you know, trying to find gigs and things like that. I've always had to work other jobs to survive. I wouldn't have been able to, you know, and I had children. I'd gotten married and had children so to raise. So, you know, you can't take one of Sun Ra's and you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to take one of his sheets of music to the store and ask for a loaf of bread because they ain't going to give it to you. You got to come up with some money. So I had to always pick up other work, and that's how I more or less survived by doing bread gigs with other people, you know. And not only that, I had to work day jobs on mm-hmm. some occasions when there were no gigs, you know.
Like straight non-music gigs.
Yeah. I done a lot of different things, you know, to survive. Even sold Hoover vacuum cleaners door to door. That's cold turkey. So, I mean, you know, I've paid my dues. I mean, you know.